Even as state officials try to refute Dr. Mona's findings, the city of Flint has issued a lead advisory warning residents to flush pipes, install filters. And all of this has revived an effort to sue the city to force it to stop using that Flint River water. Michigan Radio's Sarah Hewlett's with us now. This lawsuit's been bouncing around a little while, hasn't it, Sarah?
Yes, it actually got dismissed earlier this month by a Genesee County judge. He said he did not have jurisdiction to do what the plaintiffs want, which is to go back to the Detroit system. However, in light of this new information from Hurley Hospital, it sounds like they are very interested in amending their complaint and seeing if they can get anywhere from this point forward, and also are interested in seeking class action status.
And this is the Coalition for Clean Water. Coalition. Basically, who do they represent?
Various activist groups that have mobilized around this issue.
In the meantime, you've talked with someone from the State Department of Environmental Quality. What's their position?
Well, what I wanted to know was why wasn't an anti-corrosion plan put in place? Why weren't there anti-corrosion measures put in place at the outset when they made this switch?
Knowing, as we've heard from Dr. Mona, it's the acidic nature of that water that's causing the leaching from the pipes.
Exactly. And what I was told by the DEQ spokesman is that they're doing everything according to Hoyle, that you don't want to just start adding phosphate when you don't know how much you need to add, that you are required to
do. Is that what that would take, adding phosphate?
Yeah. That's what makes it less corrosive.
Okay.
And that's what Detroit does to its water. The Flint River water, though, is naturally a lot more corrosive. What they're telling me is that they needed to do two successive rounds of testing to figure out what the lead levels are in actuality, not at the plant, but out of people's taps, because that's how you know how much lead is in the water. They take the 90th percentile, which they say is 6, and the action level, the federal action level, is 15. So they say they're well below that, but they are still, at this point, going forward. They're meeting with the EPA constantly. The EPA is going to be in town this week, and they're getting a plan together to figure out what they need to do in terms of adding phosphate.
This is becoming so tangled, it's almost impossible to figure out who's doing what and who wants what and what actions can be taken. And then meantime, you think of these families looking at this water coming.
They just want clean water.
So what do we watch for?
Well, on the lawsuit, we'll see when they amend their complaint. That should be coming in the next few weeks, and we'll see where that goes. But I think the next thing is the EPA is going to put out a final report on what has gone on in Flint, especially with regard to the lead. That should be coming out fairly soon, I think. And then we'll be watching for this corrosion control plan.
Michigan Radio, Sarah Hewlett, thank you so much.
You're welcome.